St. Patrick's Day. Aaron Craig, how are you?
Happy St. Patrick's Day, how are you?
I'm good. Very well indeed. You see, St. Patrick's Day, we've got to get a token Irish person on that. My half background with the McCormick family is just not good enough. OK, bit of information before we go straight into your piece. St. Patrick, born in Britain around AD 400. He was taken captive at the age of 16, brought to Ireland where he worked as a slave. After working as a herdsman, he escaped back to his family, and then he felt a calling to be a missionary to the Irish. He studied for the priesthood in France, returning to Ireland as an indefatigable preacher in the second half of the 5th century. He's made Bishop of Ireland and is buried in Downpatrick. People thought it was just to actually celebrate a drink. No, there's more to St. Patrick's Day than that. Work through that. Yeah. Have you visited Downpatrick, Aaron?
Yeah, I live quite near. I'm County Antrim's right beside, it's the next county beside. I was brought up in County Antrim, County Down's the next one. Funny enough, the town where I trained to be in the army overlooks where St. Patrick was said to be a herdsman. So you see.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what other show brings you that level of sort of quality? You say you've been listening, Aaron. You may well have heard Rebecca Fries Jansen say the immortal words, "I love Heston Blumenthal."
He's amazing. I quite like watching like TV cookery shows and stuff, but Heston's just another level. I love him. He's so cool.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Unfortunately, I'm missing all his ones around at the minute. It's sort of Mission Impossible sort of things. I'm missing them all at the minute, but he's really, really good, really passionate about what he does, and you know, really seeks that perfection in everything he does. He's sort of second best, not good enough for him, so he's quite good that way.
Excellent stuff. Aaron, obviously, quick introduction to Dave Kenyon. Dave is leaving us at the halfway stage, but has done his 3,600 seconds with consummate aplomb style and you know, effective communication scenarios. Well, I mean, what if I was asking you, Aaron, for a mark out of 10 for Dave Kenyon, what would you sort of say at this stage?
11.
Yeah, I see.
Good answer.
You're really sort of a chef. Exactly. Dave, are you a keen cook? Or are you sort of...
Well, I'm a keen eater, as people who can see me would know, but I hate TV chefs. It's one of my bete noirs, with the exception of the Hairy Bikers.
Oh.
I like the Hairy Bikers because they seem to like normal people who cook really good food for the people they love. And to me, that's what food's all about.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, unfortunately, a lot of people like food on Eagles now. Like, I like what Jamie Oliver's done, like, in the way of, like, sort of trying to get the school dinners better. In theory, it's good, but sometimes I think he might be out for his own sort of ego as opposed to that. Gordon Ramsay, another one, really. He's let his fingers slip as far as his restaurant. Like, his restaurant used to be 12th in the world. Now it's something down to 112. You have to ask yourself, why is this? And obviously, he's always in America doing his bit in television and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think he's took his sort of finger off the pulse a bit. And it's not really proper food. It's not food that people would sort of near enough cook at home. You need sort of, you know,
I just hate the it being turned into a competition. You know,
yeah.
I'm sure when you're training as a chef, sometimes it feels like a competition because you're under real pressure. And
yeah.
I mean, I used to work in a kitchen many, many years ago, so I've got some sort of slight insight into what it's like. But, you know, actually for most people, you know, it should be about, I think, it's about things like family and enjoying yourself with your friends and, you know,
yeah,
it's not
about, really.
It's not about, you know, I don't know, I just hate those programmes.
It's the celebrity, it's when you actually get to the stage of having to do this.
Hi, I'm Dave Myers.
And I'm Cy King.
And we're the Hairy Bikers.
On Siren FM.
I mean, it's just crass commercialisation.
Did you catch them in a toilet or something, Alex? What was going on there?
I've always
wondered about their relationship, but that is not helping.
It wouldn't indeed, but I would never ever say that I'd be chasing the Hairy Bikers in a toilet or any other part of the world, it has to be said, or other rooms in the house which are available. But I know it was produced for us a wee while ago from, of course, the Hairy Bikers. Oh, I have actually met them at the... the Eagles Cliff there. I met them at the Harrogate Spring Flower Show, which I think Rebecca might be joining us on this year.
So, yeah, I hope so.
Okay, let's move on, Aaron. What delight have you brought for us today that we can obviously share with the listener and take a couple of stages further forward? I mean, we've been very much pescatorially based, if you want to catch up on the other scenarios. And we are thinking, Dave, about possibly having these recipes also written down and put on the website, as well as being available to download and listen to again.
Sounds like a good move.
He obviously hasn't checked his email today. I've sent him the recipe that I'm going to do today.
And it's not fish, is that what you're saying?
Not fish. I thought, well, you know, it's St. Patrick's Day, everybody should be enjoying themselves. Day off it should be today. So I thought maybe a nice cake, and we haven't featured anything that's sort of sweet, it's always been savoury dishes. So I thought a nice cake, and, you know, thinking about people at home worry about baking cakes and stuff. So,
Aaron, as we've just heard, it's baking cakes with love.
Okay? With love, indeed.
Rebecca's keenly listening.
On that one.
So I thought a nice Guinness and chocolate cake.
Lovely.
And it's pure simple. All you do is instead of like cakes or so, sometimes people say it's difficult because you have to sort of cream your butter and sugar together and add your flour and your eggs and stuff like that. It can be quite. But this one's really, really simple. Where you heat up some Guinness, and all the recipes will be online, and all the quantities will be online. You just heat up some Guinness with some butter, and then add in some cocoa powder, sugar, and a bit of cream, and then add in your flour. And this is all heating, so you're stirring vigorously when this is all going through, and then add your bicarbonate soda, and it's quite a wet sort of batter, really, as opposed to one of like quite stiff one like when you make a proper one. Add this into a springform tin, and then bake it lightly for about 45 minutes an hour, and then bring it out. And how you test the cake is a little skewer. Get a little skewer. If it comes out wet, that means it needs a bit more cooking. If it comes out with a few little crumbs on it, that's perfect. Bring it out, let it cool, and then make it icing. Icing is really, really easy. Get some cream cheese, mix it together with some cream and some icing sugar until it's just spreadable, but still quite thick. And then you spread this on your cake when it's cold so it doesn't run off, and it just a nice simple cake with some nice ice on the top of it. It's really perfect. You get that taste of stout, lovely chocolate flavour coming through, and it's a brilliant one for St. Patrick's Day.
Aaron, I've just checked emails. It is indeed there. It's all sorted through, and I'm going to actually take it a couple of stages further. Rebecca, if we send you this recipe, obviously we'll make it available to the listener as well. It's going to be available online. How do you fancy actually turning your culinary skills to this and actually making one of Aaron Craig's recipes?
It actually sounds really nice.
Well,
it
there
sounds
we are.
Really tasty.
Bring it into the studio.
Even if you don't like Guinness,
I can't turn down chocolate cake.
Can't turn down chocolate cake. It's so simple as well. It's just a simple recipe. You don't need much equipment to do it. Some cakes you need like mixes and stuff. This one is just all you need is a whisk and a pan and a tin, and you're flying, really. So it's an easy recipe to do.
Yeah, you've even got sort of 250 millilitres of Guinness, 75 grams of Coke. It's all there. Yeah, it's such fun.
Did you just say 75 grams of Coke?
No, totally Coke.
It's a whole different sort of cake.
Sometimes we just wonder where we're going. No, it is cocoa, just in case people are wondering. The full enunciation sorted through on that particular basis. Dave, have you enjoyed your show, your sort of our show today?
It's been great. I hope people have been enjoying listening to us.
And of course, you did meet Aaron Craig. We were talking about Bullfest. We haven't had time to talk about Bullfest 2011.
Still
in the sort of gestating phase. Hopefully, will happen.
I can't say at the moment, actually. It's all up in the air.
A celebration of the life and times of George Boole, who Rebecca actually gave us Boolean logic. Without which, we wouldn't have any of these computer things. It would just be
what? What did you just say?
Yeah, you see, this is the moment where, as Michelle Monroe said last night, sometimes, Alex, I'm in a world of my own, but you know, it does connect. Yes, we'll talk more about Boolean logic as the thing proceeds. Dave, will you be returning again?
I expect so, don't you?
Well,
you're the man.
What do you think, Aaron? Should we have Dave Kenyon back on the
Midwinter? Definitely, he's always good informative, I find. He's on.
There we are. You see, when he's not on, he's not informative, and I haven't known him as well as his level is, but he just works through and progresses with that. And in the second hour of the programme, Louis Savvy, co-creator, in fact founder of the Sci-Fi London Film Festival, now in its 10th year, Lynn McNichol from Ethics, Public Relations, Law of Attraction. Lynn might well be bringing to Saharan one of the Bay City Rollers.
Swoon. That's all we can say. Swoon.
Les McEwan, absolutely outstanding.
Not Les. Not just one of them, but Les.
Very much so. The whole key thing is actually there. But Rebecca, would you like to throw those last two questions to Aaron Craig, please?
Yeah. Have you had an enjoyable chat with us this jolly morning?
Wonderful, wonderful. Can't wait for next week.
Actually, say, has it made your day? And of course, we haven't had a chance to really share about the experience we had in London, where we just killed ourselves laughing with the tremendous amusement of seeing a banana in an underground station. Oh, the fun Aaron Craig and Alex Lefchik had. Just look at that banana skin there. We thought, oh, London.
Too much cocaine.
London, it was a way of celebrating Graham Harper's birthday in style, which is great stuff there. All that and more you can actually download at this very moment from our Outside Broadcast Reports on the web. Lots of interactivity coming through with that. Dave Brab, the editor-in-chief of SFX magazine, will also be joining us. Aaron, we'll see you in 168 hours from now. Actually, I'll see you about 24 hours from now because you're joining us in
Dave.
Our northern studio. So great stuff. Aaron Craig, we salute you. And
Thank you. Stay
tuned to which station?
Siren FM.
Sirenonline.co.uk if you're out the
Good
region.
Man.
But yes, Siren FM, quite rightly so too.
Siren. 107.3 FM. Your community radio station in